It's Wednesday, November 27, and with your news at 9 a.m., I am Leonard Witbier. In the town of Korigas, Mayor Patience Twice is set to vote at Donkerhoek Kindergarten this morning. She provided this update as to why this choice.
To support my people and most of the voters, most of the people that are coming from here, since they are living in an informal area, I believe they are voting, hoping for change in the area where they are voting. So I would be in Donkerhoek Kindergarten polling station supporting the community that I'm serving for.
The leader also provided an update on the voter presence as at this morning.
We would say in Korigas, people are in numbers that were very ready to vote. You would see everywhere we were traveling or making a turn, you were encouraged to vote or you were invited to out to go vote. And they were even like happy, so excited to ask, oh, I want you. You are here to vote. Where are you casting vote? And all the engagement, you could see that people are ready.
From the Ayna Plagte area in the Hardab region, Governor Solomon April spoke with us with this piece of advice.
In the first place, it is important that we should be patient and that we should respect each other. No need to push and to pull, but to wait until your time comes so that in absolute peace, this exercise of election will happen at the different polling stations. Please, because all of us have a duty, and that is to exercise our vote.
It is our constitutional right to help form a government and to shape things around and to ensure us to be alive in Namibia.
In South Africa, the MK Party has rejected DA Glenys Breytenbach's private member's bill for establishing an independent anti-corruption commission. The Constitution's 21st Amendment bill will establish the Anti-Corruption Commission, a body tasked with investigating and prosecuting serious corruption and high-level organized crime. The MK Party's Mzwanele Manyi says the Anti-Corruption Commission would lead to the duplication of mandates, institutional fragmentation, and an overlap with the National Prosecuting Authority and the Hawks.
The bill suggests that the NPA is incapable of addressing serious corruption. This undermines public confidence in the NPA and does not address the root causes of its inefficiencies, such as inadequate resourcing, skill shortages, and political interference, if there is such.
In international news, U.S. President Joseph Biden has confirmed a ceasefire agreement has been reached between Israel and the Lebanese group Hezbollah. Thousands of people have been killed and more than a million displaced in the latest round of the conflict, which began following the October 7th attacks by Hamas in Israel last year. With the report for us is Ira Spitzer.
The agreement would require Israeli troops to withdraw from southern Lebanon and Hezbollah to move its forces north of the Latani River, creating a buffer zone at the border of northern Israel. The Lebanese government would also move its forces into the region, which has long been controlled by Hezbollah. If the ceasefire holds, it will be a diplomatic victory for the U.S. president in the waning days of his administration and would raise hopes that a ceasefire is possible in the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.